It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We're getting an update this morning on conflict in two countries in the Middle East. First, Libya. In Libya's western mountains, battles are underway for control of dusty villages. The rebels fighting there are a ragtag group who drive to the front in pickup trucks. Yesterday, word spread that the village of Gualish had been retaken by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joined the rebels as they made their way to the front line.
Word spread like wildfire around Zintan, the main garrison town in the western mountains. Gaddafi's forces had retaken Gualish. Almost immediately, dozens of cars crowded into the only working gas station, young men in bandanas greeting friends and relatives.
The scene is pretty extraordinary here in Zintan. Everyone has come with their cars, sedans, pickup trucks, weapons and people stuffed in every way they can to get gas and then head straight to the front.
Abdul Fattah has 12 young men sitting in the back of his truck, which is also carrying a mound of Katyusha rockets. We all sleep together and hang out together, he says, and now we go and fight together. Speeding along, heading into battle, are also two brothers and their friend. They're all from Zintan, but they've studied in the UK at some point. 23-year-old Khalid is painfully slender. He has a black and white bandana raffishly tied around his hair and a long beard. Like many young men heading into danger, he's filled with bravado.
See, anything happen in the Western Mountain, anything happen here, they call Zintan. It's like the NATO for Western Mountain. Yeah? They don't go back, you know, just move ahead. Where's the Gaddafi forces? There, kick the butt and kick them away.
His brother Mohammed, who is driving the car at what feels like warp speed, is pumped up. He says fighting makes him feel more alive than he's ever felt before.
I love this life. It's a great thing, you know, to do. It's a great cause to fight for.
Ahmed, the friend, was injured in an earlier battle. His brother is at a hospital in Tunisia, recovering from a bullet wound to the stomach. His other brother is already at the front, which is why he's headed there now.
It's a shame on me to stay in house and he isn't there. I'm just carrying a very light weapon, as you can see. I'll do my best to even bite this gun.
They get quieter as they get closer to the front line. While they are heading into battle, others are running away from it. If this civil war in Libya has been characterized by anything, it's the repeated winning and losing of the same dusty, tiny villages. But the blowback of this conflict is being felt not only by the fighters, but by families, children, old people, women. And today, they are terrified. Abdul Salam Rawi has what looks like the entire contents of his home stuffed into his car. He says his village of Jalad near the fighting is being bombarded by Grad rockets coming from Gaddafi's army. In another car, six members of one family huddle. In the back seat, a woman is quietly sobbing. We never imagined that we would find ourselves in this situation, she says, tears streaming down her face. Later that evening, the three UK-educated fighters come back from the front line. The village of Gualish has been retaken by the rebels. They survived, but eight people died in the fighting, and at least 20 were injured. Mohammed is now mournful. Another battle that tread over ground already won.
Eight people is quite a big number, especially for nothing, you know.
After imparting their news, the young men head home. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, in the Western Mountains.